from the Korban Pesach. Like, the Korban Pesach is different than all other Kavanos. All other Kavanos, even without the Achilu, you have the Kaporo. Here, by Korban Pesach, you have to eat from the Korban in order to have the mitzvah. So we're here, if the person is a Tamei Mase on him, even by Nitzim, he won't be able to eat from the Korban. So how could you say even with the Evel, he's Mekayim the mitzvah? So Gemara says, yes, Hula mitzvah. Yet that the Pesach says you have to eat from the Korban Pesach, I'll tell you, Zikta Deramotas only like a Chilu Le mitzvah. But with the Evel, if you have the Korban brought, even though you cannot eat from the meat at night, since you're still Tamei Mase, for the Evel, still you Mekayim the mitzvah. For the Gemara is that surely Akuve Loi, you want to tell me that Likov, even though you can't eat from the meat, still the korban is kosher, it's not for the Evel even, for a tiny v'lan like this. The Pesach says, b'michtas nefoshes, that you have to have, Rashi says, loshen minyan, you have to count the amount of people that are included in the Korban Pesach. Why? Melana comes to teach us, shein ha-pesach nishchat el lemuyah. One halacha is, you could only shef the Korban Pesach for the people that were included in the minui, that were appointed for this Korban Pesach. They have like the ownership, part ownership in this korban. Shochatu shlel lemuyah. What's going to be if the Kohen shefted the Korban Pesach to the yotz of somebody else that was not included, not in the minyan, he did not buy, he is not part of the ownership of this korban? Yochu ye kever al mitzvah. Maybe he's only not, like not listening to the mitzvah kachilo, but maybe with the evidence mekayim is mitzvah Korban Pesach. Talmud leim anoy to chayso. The pasuk says to chayso gloshen ninoi hakosav shino lov liyakif. That it's even lekuva. That you have to be memuna, you have to be appointed on this Korban Pesach before the shechita. It's got to be yours. If it doesn't belong to you, if you're not appointed for this korban, b'shash chita, the Kohen cannot do it for you. Even with the Eved, the korban is, you're not yotzi, your mitzvah's Korban Pesach. And the iskush is a hekish, oich lemnuyah. The people that eat from the aloch, you have to eat from the Korban Pesach, the same way you have to be appointed to the Korban Pesach. So just like the aloch of lemnuyah to be appointed, it's with the Eved if you're not appointed to this korban. You cannot be yotzi the mitzvah, even though the Kohen shefted it for you. The same way, if you do not eat from the Korban Pesach, also you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah. So the kashan zikne dorim, how could they hold that a tamei mase for the Eved, if the korban is brought for him, even though he cannot eat from the korban, so is mekayim his mitzvah? The Gemara says, I'll tell you, zikne dorim le makshi. The zikne dorim, they do not hold from the sekesh. The le makshi, and they hold the tamei mase could be mishalach kabanosov, and for the Eved is kosher, even though they cannot eat from the Korban Pesach, they hold that the Eved still is good. Even though there's no hekish of the loch of achila, the loch of minuyov, nami isle pircha. From the loch itself, there should be still a pircha on zikne dorim, and the pircha should be like this: ma dochim a case where the owner of the korban has tamei sheretz on him, shemeshalchem korban asen lechatchila. Lechatchila here, the bailim is a lot of. Then let a kosher kohen bring the korban. Because here, lechatchila, like at night time, he'll be tor and he'll be able to eat from the Korban Pesach. So lechatchila, if you only have a tamei sheretz on you, you're allowed to have your Korban Pesach be brought for you on erev Pesach. Still, you're telling me kohen shenitma b'sheretz ain't a maratza. That's the din of our mishnah, at least, that a kohen that has tamei sheretz on him, if he brings the korban even to the yevid, the korban is no good. If so, mokum shenitmo b'ilam. In a case where the Bailam has Tumas the Mace, Tumas the Mace, Mokim Shinitamo Bailam the Mace, in a place where the owner has the Tumas Mace on him, that even you, Zikna Dorim, agree that Lechatchila, Shein Meshalach and Korban Hashem Lechatchila, that Lechatchila, you're not supposed to have your Korban brought for you today, but rather you're supposed to wait to Pesach Sheni. It's only B'dievid you say, Zikna Dorim, that if the Korban is brought for you, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. But Lechatchila, you also agree you're supposed to wait to Pesach Sheni. So, Kohen Shenitma B'Mase, a Kohen that has Tumas Mase on him, Ein Udin Sheinu Maratza, isn't like a Kavu Chayim Asfara for sure to say that his Avodah should not be Maratza? The Madach, we only have Tumas Sheretz on him. That's the Bailam could have his Korban brought. The Kohen, you're telling me now, if he does the Avodah is Tzula. So in the case where the Kohen has a Tumas Mase on him, that the owner in such a case, the Chachim, is not supposed to have his Korban brought, for sure the Kohen Avodah should be possible. It should be in a maratza. So, Sola Pirchon Zikne Dorim, how could you say that a Kohen that has Tumas Mase on him to the Eved Avodah is kosher? Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding the Gemara Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. We're on 5 lines down.
Again, with the meal we just had before, the sugya about Zikin Eidorim, that they said a Chiddush. So that's what the Mishnah says, the claim that's Tomei, when he does the Avoid, he's Posel, the Avoid is Psula, that's only if he has Tomei Sheretz on him. But when the Kohen has a Tumas Mace on him, then they hold a Svara since that Betzibur. Tumma B'mace is Hutra Betzibur. So therefore, just like if the Bailon himself have a Tumas Mace, the Kohen can bring the Korban. The same way if the Kohen on a Korban Yochid has a Tumas Mace on him, the Dieva, the Korban is Merutza. That was the Yisoid of Tumas of Zikne Dorum. Now the Gemara says Mace. I have a question, Mace, I have a question on Zikne Dorum. There's a Mishnah that's brought down in Masechta Pesachim that says that Pnei Sheomer, since it was learnt and said that Nozir v'yoyse Pesach, a person that was a Nozir and he became Tomei, or else the person that's bringing a Korban Pesach and he's Tomei, the locher is Hatzit Merat Satumes Adam, that if something was wrong with the Korban, that the Dam itself became Tomei, and the Kohen still made his Rikas Adam, the Korban is kosher. That's called Tzit Merat and Tumas of Dam. But it says clearly, V'yein ha-tzitz meratzeh ha-tumas aguf. But we'll soon see whether the Bailim or the Kohen is Tomei, then if they bring the Korban, even with the Eva, the Korban is not meratzeh. And the tzitz, the special beggar that the Kohen go to wears, does not help. But this is Aloha Moshim Sinai, that the tzitz, or it's Aloha, and the Dasham Sukkim, that the tzitz is meratzeh on Tumah. But with Dashan, it says here clearly only on Tumas Adam, but not on Tumas Aguf. Now the question is, B'mai, what are we talking about over here? B'mai. Elan, if you want to tell me the Tumas Sheretz. In other words, how was the Bailim Tomei? Rashi explains, the Havamina is right now, we're talking about that the Bailim himself became Tomei. And that's why the special loch here by Korban Pesach and by Nozir, they cannot bring the Korban. Because if a Nozir becomes Tomei, we know the loch is, you have to start counting over again. And no, then if you're Tomei, you can't eat from the Korban Pesach, so you can't bring your Korban. So the Havamina is now the Bailim became Tomei. And where is the question, B'mai, what type of a Tumah did he become Tomei? Elaine, if you want to tell me the Tumah Sheretz, that the Bailim himself touched the Sheretz, became Tomei with the Sheretz, and that's why now we cannot bring a Korban. So where is the question on Zikne Dorim, Ha'amrit, you just got finished saying that Sheikh bin Bezorkim are Tumah Sheretz? That if the owner of the Bailim has Tumas Sheretz, so what? He's allowed to have his Korban Pesach brought, because by nighttime, when it comes time to eat, he'll be able to eat from it. So that can't be the case, so here it says, the Korban is not Maratza. Eilat must be talking about a Tumas Mace, where the owner has a Tumas Mace on him. And still a Katoni, it says, Eina Tzitz Maratza. It says clearly that the Korban is no good, that even the Tzitz, the Kohen Gadol wears, does not even help with the Eved. That if the owner has a Tumas Mace on him, and he sends his Korban Pesach, even with the Eved, the Korban Pesach is no good. Alma, what do we see here for this Braisa, for this Mishnah in Psochim? That Nitmu Bailam B'meit, if the owner has a Tumas Mace on him, Ein Mishalchim Korban Esayim, they're not allowed to send the Korban, they cannot have the Korban Pesach brought for them. And that's not like Zikne Dorum. Zikne Dorum says that with the Eved, if they have the Korban Pesach brought, it's kosher. Tomorrow says, Lord, maybe that's not the Psalm, the Mishnah in Psochim. It could be if the owner had a Tumas Mace on him, that did he ever, if he would send the Korban and the Korban would bring the Korban for him, maybe he would be Yotz's Korban Pesach. But Hocha B'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here. That was saying over here. That the Korban is not even Ratzah B'dieved, for going Shenitimu Koyim B'sheret. That when it says only the Tzitz is Maratzah on Tumas Dama, not on Tumas Haguf, it means the Kohen, if the Kohen is Tomei. And how is the Kohen Tomei? It's not the Sheretz. And that's the din of our Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Kohen is Tomei, and according to Zikne Dorum, it means the Tumah Sheretz, that the Tzitz is not Maratza, that the Korban is Posel. That's what the Mishnah means over here. Then the case where the Kohen has Tumah Sheretz on him, then the Korban is Posel even by the Yevit. This comes out good even according to Zikne Dorum. There's no question on Zikne Dorum. The Gemara says no. This would be the Pshat, so, Ein Maseifa. What does it say? What does it say in the Sefer of this Mishnah Sochin? Sefer says his Mishnah that nitma tumas atoim, in a case where the person has a tumas atoim on him, or tumas atoim means tumah from underneath, which really the Gemara that says it means a tumas sofik. In the case of the kohen or the owner has a tumas sofik on him, here we say it's halachah Moshe Mesinai that hatzit is meratza, that that the Yevad bring the korban, even though you have a tumas satayim on you, you have a tumas sasak on you, still the tzitzis maratza, the korban is good. Now, and Hotoni Rabbi Chiya learned that le'omru tumas satayim, when was it said, this nukulu, this halacha l'moshim Sinai, that if you have a tumas satayim on you, that the tzitzis maratza, the korban is good.
Yeah, lemeis for that only if the kohen or the owner has a tumas meis on him. Then there's this new heter of tumas hatohim. That's a special loch l'moshe misinai that on tumas meis we say it, and not on tumas sheretz. Lemeis for that. Gemara says when it says loshen of lemeis lemute mai. What does it mean to say there's no heter of tumas hatohim? Lav lemute tumas hatohim the sheretz. Doesn't mean in the case. Well, let's say the kohen has a suffix. Whether he has a tumas sheretz or not, so in such a case, there's no heter of tumas satoim. So therefore, since we have a deed from Rabbi Chiya that the heter of tumas satoim was only said by tumas meis and not by tumas sheretz, so you can't tell me now that this mishnah in Pesachim is talking about where the kohen has a tumas sheretz on him. And that's shan the ratio that when the kohen has a vade tumas sheretz, then the tzitz is not maratza. But what do you want to tell me this safe? It says though, but if he only has a tumas hatohim, means let's say he has a suffix, he has a doubt whether he touched the sheretz or not. In the case where he has a doubt, then the sefer says by tumas hatohim, it's mutter than the tzitzis maratza. But Rabbi Chiya says that the tumas hatohim does not apply to tumas sheretz, it only applies to tumas meis. And this mishnah says clearly in the sefer of it that tumas hatohim applies. Therefore, you can't tell me in the ratio it's talking about tumas sheretz. The who the ratio has to be talking about a tumas meis. So get a yikash of zikne dorum. Gemara says, Lord, that's not the pshat of chiyah. Maybe lo yatei lemutei toim tumas atoim deziva. Maybe when the chiyah said that the special loch l'mash mesini of tumas atoim, that the tzitzis maratza that only applies to tumas meis, what he meant to say was tumas meis lafukei, not a tumas deziva. Let's say a person saw zav a bein hashmoshes. So it's a suffix, whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's called one riyah, two riyahs, that's called the suffix tumas ziva. So in such a case, this is the chomadika tumah. Since the tumah comes down megufoy, here we would not say this new halacha that tumas atoim b'diyevet, if you bring the korban, it's tzitzis maratza. Maybe you only meant to say lafuke tumas of ziva, you do not have this heta. But maybe if the kohen became tumah through a tzitz, if it became tumah through a sheretz, maybe still there would be a heta of tumas atoim. Maybe this Mishnah Pesachim is talking about the Tumas Sheretz. And there the Rashi says that if he's a Vadeh Tumas Sheretz, the Kohen, it's not even Maratza to the Ever, the carbon is Puffle. And the Sefer says, but let's say he was only a Tumas Sofik, then it would be Maratza. Rakoponim would not be a Kasher against Zikne Dorim, because the Rashi is talking about a Tumas Sheretz and not a Tumas Mace. It could be if the Kohen had a Tumas Mace on him, maybe then the Ever, the carbon would be good. Tomorrow says, if so, the boy Roman Bachoma. That Roman Bachoma asked the question, Koyin Amaratza the Korban Esayim, when a Koyin that brings the Korban, Hutrulai Tumas Atoim Aloy. He had a doubt whether this new halacha, that there's a heter of Tumas Atoim when the person is Sosik Tuma, does it only apply to the Bailim of the Korban, or does it even apply to the Koyin that's bringing it? He had a Sosik, Aloy Hutrulai Tumas Atoim. Or maybe not, like maybe the heter of Tumas Atoim only applies to the Bailim and not to the Kohen. That's Rami Bachom is Sofik. So the Chura Tivshot, we should have a proof in our mission over here that Tumas Atoim Hutraloi. We should have a proof in our mission of Sochim here that yes, there is a heter of Tumas Atoim by the Kohen. So also the Kohen come in on. Because we're talking about the Kohen right now. We're talking about a Tumas Mace. And it's saying even that the Kohen himself, the Diev of the Korban is good. So according to Zikne Dorim, this Mishnah is talking about the Kohen, and it says clearly in this cipher that there is a heter of Tumas Atoim. So what's Romi Bachom is a Sofik? So the Morse says, Enechanami, to Romi Bachom of Avi Pligi, Enechanami, Zikne Dorim, Zichog, and Romi Bachom, and they not learn like Romi Bachom. According to Romi Bachom, it's a Sofik. This Mishnah is not talking about where the Kohen became Tomei, but it's talking about where the Bailam became Tomei. Enechanami, it's not talking about the Kohen. If so, it's not like Zikne Dorim. Because according to Rami Bachoma, the Mishnah has to be talking about with the Bailim, and the Bailim says with the Bailim brings his korban, even with the Eved it's no good. So it can't be talking about Tumas Sheretz, because that's Pshita, he could bring it, the korban with the Eved is good, at night he could eat it. It must be thrown away the Bible as Tumas Mace. So it says clearly in this Mishnah then that Tumas Mace is not Hutra, that even with the Eved, the carbon is possible. This Mishnah is talking about the Kayin, and Echnami, there is the heter of Tumas Atayin, even by the Kayin. Now the Gemara says, Toshima, come and bring another proof. Or Rashi says, it's a tiyus of the Rami Bachoma, bring your cash on Rami Bachoma. The Pasuk says, the Nosa Aaron Esobin HaKadoshim, that Aaron, when he, the Kohen Gadol, when he wears the tzitz, that's Maratza and Tumas Kodeshim. The question is, the Eza oven Nosa, which oven, which soul in the carbonus, to the evidence if you bring the carbon still as kosher because of the tzitz? So like this. In Marvin Tiglif, we're talking about where the